Well, we're a little bit short on young folks this morning. I'm never quite sure whether I should give a young people talk or not. But of course, I always remember dear Miss Herbert, who, when she was about 95, I think it was, complained at the end of the service that I'd not given a young people talk. I said, there weren't any young people here this morning, Miss Herbert, and she said, well, I was fine here. So she was young in heart, and we thank God for the memories that she has told me. But we will just begin with a thought or two in that vein, in the young people's hymn book. We've just done some carols, but of course there's one that isn't in there, but it's probably one of the best known, and one probably that is the first that the children learn. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet hair. I don't know if you realize who wrote it. Of course, if you look at most modern carol books, you'll see anonymous written underneath it. But in point of fact, those who have really traced out the origin of hymns will know that it was in fact none other than Martin Luther that wrote that simple little hymn, Away in a Manger. Translated from the German, it is one of Luther's hymns. And this is always a sort of wonder to me, because you see, I always think of Martin Luther as a rather austere person, a rugged person, a man that stood against the power of Roman Catholicism, a man that was wonderfully used of God to bring the Reformation, which has brought us so much religious and civil liberty, and somehow it just throws another light on the character of that great man of God, that he who could stand against the power of Roman Catholicism, although its darkness, ignorance, and in those days its oppressive power, could write such a wonderful, simple little hymn of that. Truly a heart, he himself was at a little child. And of course, the last verse that goes like this: Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by thee forever and love me. I pray, bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. That was Luther's desire. And surely, God will warm our hearts.